and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
He still believes the American dream. His last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. I'm going to hit you with an alarming stat here. Due to injuries from serving our country, over 20,000 veterans currently live with a spinal cord injury and use a wheelchair. I mean, that was stunning to see that. And what are they supposed to do? How do they feel supported and part of everyday life? Well, the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation advocates for individuals impacted by SCI, including veterans. In fact, the Reeve Foundation has a dedicated military and veterans program, MVP, that's designed to support the unique needs of all military service members, regardless of when you served or how your injury was obtained. The goal is to help you transition back to civilian life and connect you with the paralysis community. And this summer, the Reeve Foundation partnered with PVA Wisconsin, Paralyzed Veterans of America Wisconsin chapter, in the latest iteration of their Outdoors for Everyone initiative, which explores ways to make the outdoors more accessible and inclusive for all. And to talk about that, we have Scott Griffith, the Government Relations Director, COO at PVA Wisconsin, and advisor to Reeves MVP program to talk about it. Scott, how are you?
I'm well, Randy. It's an honor to join you today.
Well, thank you so much, man. This is some very, very important stuff. Are you in Wisconsin right now?
I am. I'm in the southeast part of Wisconsin, the Milwaukee area.
I cannot imagine a better place to be outdoors than Wisconsin. I mean, to do that kind of stuff, that's perfect, right?
Absolutely. We're surrounded by beautiful waters and you know, we get all four seasons of the year, so it's always opportunity to get outside and do something.
Hey, so Scott, tell us about your background.
Yeah, Randy, absolutely. I'm a military guy through and through. I was raised an Air Force brat, born on an Air Force base in Tampa, Florida, and then I later joined the military myself and joined the Army and spent 25 years serving our nation in the U.S. Army. I'm the second generation of my family to retire from military service, and I am the eighth generation to serve in combat.
Wow.
So truly a family business.
Well, thank you so much for your service. I mean, and you're continuing to serve, obviously, with the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation and PVA. How did you get involved with those groups?
Absolutely, Randy. It's, you know, the Paralyzed Veterans of America, they do a really good job of reaching out to veterans when they are seen at the Veterans Administration Hospital, specifically for new injuries. And that's when I first was introduced to the Paralyzed Veterans of America, back in 2010. You know, dealing with a new injury is a lot to process for anybody. My spinal cord injury happens to be a tumor inside my spinal cord that has been removed a couple of times. And every time they cut into the cord, it just creates more paralysis. And it's a lot to deal with. And, you know, I was glad the organization came and introduced themselves. But, again, I was really more consumed with what I was going through at the time and didn't want to be directly involved with the organization until a few years later when I, you know, kind of got my myself grounded in my new norm and what life was going to be like living with paralysis and, you know, slowly got involved with government relations and advocacy. And then later met a wonderful person from the Reeve Foundation, Ms. Bernadette Morrow, at one of our National Veteran Wheelchair Games events. And we discovered that we have a lot of like interest when it comes to advocating for persons with spinal cord injuries and living in the communities that we live in.
Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2 to 6 versus Go5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century. So has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi,
This is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Yeah, we're talking to Scott Griffith here in the National Defense Government Relations Director and COO at Paralyzed Veterans of America, Wisconsin, and advisor to the Reeve Group. And let me just stop you with this this notion of wheelchair and the wheelchair games. We did the show from the Warrior Games in Orlando a couple of months ago. And to see these people in wheelchairs, I throw around the word paralyzed. These are brutes. I mean, they ram into each other. They are athletes of the highest degree. And so if you did something like that, Scott, man, I give you a lot of credit.
Absolutely. There are quite a few competitive natured people in the military, and that continues on. If they find themselves in a paralysis type situation, and the wheelchairs and the sports chairs that we use, just become an extension of ourselves.
Right.
And to kind of highlight it for your listeners of what you're describing, if you've ever seen a demolition derby with cars colliding, that is exactly what wheelchair rugby looks like.
And that's exactly what I was talking about. And I went to the first practice event, and I'm like, these guys are going to get killed. And I mean, it's amazing. It's just what a cool thing to see, and even cooler just to see the camaraderie and the sportsmanship of everybody too. So that's fantastic. So tell us about this MVP program. What is the Reeve Foundation's MVP program?
Absolutely, Randy. The Military and Veterans Program at the Reeve Foundation, really addresses the needs of the service members. And like you said earlier, it's regardless whether their injury was service connected through combat or if they got paralysis or a disease after they left service, like a multiple sclerosis or
sure.
ALS, something like that. So this council is a very diverse group comprised of veterans, caregivers, persons living with paralysis, who can walk the walk and talk the talk, so to speak, because, they've been through some of the processes that these military members are experiencing. And the way I like to phrase it is we are resource connectors, and we're able to connect the veteran to the resources in their area to help them and their family along their journey with paralysis.
Yeah, I mean, such an important program and something that everybody needs to know about. And then the Outdoors for Everyone initiative, I stands to reason, it's just, fishing, hunting, all kind of outdoor activities.
Absolutely, Randy. But, to help paint that picture, imagine what it's like to onboard a watercraft, in a wheelchair. You know, what's that look like, you know, from a kayak to a canoe to a pontoon boat to a charter fishing boat? You know, a charter fishing boat, the back hatch that most people onboard from is less than 36 inches wide.
Right.
So
right.
How do you get a person in a 300-pound power wheelchair, you know, onto that watercraft? And, you know, through programs like this, we have lifts that will help lift the person and safely transfer them onto the watercraft as well as their wheelchair. So it's just a phenomenal way of breaking through barriers that exist for accessible fun on watercraft, on beaches. As you can imagine, you know, pushing a traditional wheelchair on a beach would be very cumbersome. So to have wheelchairs with larger tires that can easily move through the sand is just a game changer. You know, no longer does a person in a wheelchair have to sit in the parking lot while their family's enjoying their time on the beach. They can be side by side enjoying the activities.
Yeah, a lot of these specially adapted wheelchairs and different modes of transportation. I've actually seen one of those. I took my mom on a cruise several years ago, and we went to a part of Jamaica, and there was a beach, and she at the time could not walk very well. And so they had some of those wheelchairs you're talking about, Scott, with the big tires, and she had a ball in that. That was crazy. I mean, talk about, you know, joining a party just like you're talking about.
Yeah, it truly is a game changer, and just, you know, makes the person, you know, feel included in the activities. You know, and through this program that Reeve has, it's really an educational program, and, you know, helps the person and the family, you know, with the family member with paralysis understand, you know, what it's the safety techniques, you know, for being safe in the water, for being safe in the sun, you know, proper hydration and things to take in consideration when you're out enjoying the water.
Yeah, and I can't even begin to imagine what that does for a person's mental outlook. I mean, in terms of, you know, and Scott, I don't know how long it took you to come to terms with your injury and to get to the place where you said this is not the end of my life and decided to push on. But I mean, that's got to be so important in all of this, right?
It's huge, Randy. It's you know, a holistic approach to helping the person with paralysis, you know, become as whole as they can. And like you mentioned, you know, the mental aspect of this is truly important. You know, I've had my injury now for over 25 years, and it's every day is a new day and a new norm. But I challenge myself and I push myself, and I get a lot of energy, you know, through helping others, you know, through their journey as well. That's kind of my what's in it for me, if you will. But we have phenomenal programs, and we just have phenomenal people. That, you know, once we identify a person with paralysis, they become part of our family. And, you know, we'll help provide them the resources and the tools, the motivation, to get back into life and to enjoy whatever hobby they enjoyed before their paralysis. We'll find a way to adapt it, to modify it. We use 3D printing. We have individuals who can shoot an air rifle by blowing through a straw.
Wow.
So if you can think it, we can adapt it.
Wow, that is so cool. Yeah, and it's amazing too, Scott. I think we kind of live in an age, you mentioned the 3D printers, but we live in an age now where just about, if you can imagine it, you can make it happen. And so in that aspect, and it's got to be also when people with paralysis look at other people with paralysis doing these activities, I mean, that's got to be so uplifting to say, man, I mean, I can imagine myself getting to that point.
Absolutely. You're spot on. You know, the more we can introduce these types of activities and help that person along their journey, the better off, you know, they'll be, the better off their family will be. It's I cannot put into words or describe into words, you know, how important programs like this are to the individual and to their family as well.
And to the community. Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, that's the other part of that, right? Because if you can, you know, do some things in your community, if you're able to be accessible, all of a sudden you're helping the community. I mean, look at yourself, Scott. That's I just applaud you so much for continuing your service with what you're doing. And if some of our listeners may be in this spot where they need, where do they go? What's the best place for them to connect with what you guys are doing?
Great, great question, Randy. The Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation, you know, anyone can find them online and go to their website simply by going to the www.christopherreeve.org. And then navigate their way through whatever program interests them. If they're a veteran, they can click on the MVP link, Military and Veterans Program. And there are other resources out there as well. You know, myself, I'm with the Paralyzed Veterans of Wisconsin, and we've got social media channels, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and we all kind of point back and forth to each other. The Reeve Foundation has a wonderful online resource, paralysis resource guides, information guides for emergency management and preparedness, and living with paralysis. Just some wonderful resources that are free, that are available for anybody out there.
Yeah, it's amazing to think that Christopher Reeve is still helping people. I mean, that's it just blows my mind.
It's a wonderful legacy, and we're blessed, you know, to have his foundation, his family's foundation, and their continued support to change the lives of people living with paralysis, regardless of the cause of their paralysis.
Absolutely.
It's just a wonderful thing. It truly is a game changer.
Well, and you know, like we talked about, Wisconsin. Do you fish, Scott?
I do.
And where do you
like
getting
like to... on the lake?
Yeah.
We just had a wonderful event. So here in Wisconsin, we have the lake fishing, as you know, and we just had a very large event called Salmon-O-Rama, and we had a lot of fun with it. We put about 45 veterans on charter boats, on 10 charter boats, and put them on the lake for a half day of fishing.
Oh, wow.
I caught the largest coho of our group that day, and it came in around 12 pounds.
Oh, man.
But that was nothing compared to the steelheads that were caught and reeled in that weighed over 26 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. How long did it take to get that thing in?
Wow. You know, it's with my luck, it's the one on that 300-yard line.
Right. And, oh, man, that sounds like so much fun, though. That is so cool.
It truly is. We had an ALS veteran on our boat, and you know, I kind of get choked up just talking about it. But you know, he said that he could spend his final days right here on back of this boat fishing, and he would be just as happy as can be.
And it's called Samorama?
Salmon-O-Rama.
Salmon-O-Rama. I got another name for you for next year: Salmon Chanted Evening.
There you go. I like it.
Listen, I went to a Green Bay for see the Packers play the Chiefs, and this was a couple of years ago, and it was the first time I'd ever heard of a cheese curd, and I'm still not exactly sure what it was, but it was delicious.
Nothing hard healthy about deep fried cheese.
That's right. Oh, man. Hey, Scott, thank you, man. It's just a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking the time and for what you're continuing to do with your service. And thanks to the folks at PVA and obviously the Christopher Dana Reeve Foundation. That's wonderful stuff, man.
My honor, Randy, and thank you for helping us get the word out.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. The director of the Veterans History Project has come to Grafton, Illinois to contribute to the National Memorial of Military Ascent. Dr. James Smither, a professor at Grand Valley State University in Michigan, recently stopped by Grafton to film oral histories of local veterans. These videos will then be archived with the Library of Congress and eventually shared in the National Memorial of Military Ascent Museum. I'm basically here as in-house historian and somebody who could help do oral histories, Smither explained. An oral history program, especially in this area, that's just kind of a natural thing. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Redding Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Redding come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and it has been too long, man. I mean, 10 years since Foreigner and Styx, those great supergroups, have toured together. But they're doing it again. It's the Renegades and Jukebox Heroes Tour, complete with albums and all kinds of great stuff. And we have Kelly Hansen, the lead singer for Foreigner, here with us on the National Defense. Kelly, how are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
Great, man. I got to tell you about a time that I saw you guys. I can't remember how many years ago this was, but it was an all-guitar Foreigner show. It was one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life. Do you remember that?
All all guitar or acoustic guitar, acoustic show?
Yeah, acoustic show.
Right. Oh, yeah, okay.
Man.
Yeah, we did those.
That was so cool just to hear those songs, you know, just acoustically like that. And that has got to be a kind of a treat for you guys, too, when you do something special like that, right?
It's a whole different thing for us, and I think it shows that they say that the best way to judge the quality of a song is if you can play it acoustically and it still, you know, is a great song. And we really had fun putting that together. You know, it was a lot of work, too. It's a whole,
yeah.
It's a completely different thing from what we normally do.
Well, you guys are starting this tour now, the Renegades and Jukebox Heroes tour, all over the country, and you got this picture disc. This is kind of a cool deal. Picture disc and a limited edition individually numbered silver vinyl available at all the tour stops, and that's pretty cool. Was that your idea?
It was not my idea. Management likes to come up with a lot of interesting ideas, but I think they really pulled off a great one this time.
Now, you replaced Lou Gramm in 2005. How did that come to be for you?
Well, I was at a turning point in my career where I had taken a break from lead singing because of the whole kind of 90s vibe in rock music that wasn't really looking for my kind of voice. But around the early 2000s, I started thinking to myself, you know what, I need to go back to what I do best, which is being a lead singer, and I started looking around for what was going on out there, and I heard about a charity that Nick Jones had done in Santa Barbara, a couple of hours north of my house. And so I've been around a little bit, so I knew some people, so I made some calls, and I found the management and talked to them, and they were coming in to do some rehearsing. So I said, can I come in and sing with the boys? And so the great thing was is that and a little hint for anyone trying to do the same thing: be the first guy there, because as soon as they find who they want, they stop looking. You know,
yeah.
But we camped about an hour and a half, and I later found out that during the breaks, Nick was going in the hallway and listening to what we just played because we were recording it. I didn't know we were recording it. But I got home and I got a call an hour later and said, "Listen, we're booking shows for next week. Can you come down tomorrow and start rehearsing?" And that was it.
Wow. And how was that when you started working with these guys on a full-time basis then? Was that just a natural fit, or did it take some adjusting?
Well, I had known the bassist Jeff Pilson previously, and it did take some adjusting. Not really personality-wise. That was always, you know, fine, but to really find my place in the songs and really make them feel comfortable. And of course, you know, in the beginning, at the very beginning, memorizing all the lyrics, you know, for the first few shows, it was a little sketchy.
Now, Mick's still a big part of this, though, right?
Right. He is the visionary of this band. And the great thing about, you know, Mick and I is that we've always been really kind of in agreement as to how things should be done in a rock band. And he's a real trooper, man.
We're talking to Kelly Hansen here, the National Defense lead singer for Foreigner and the new tour that's out, the Renegades and Jukebox Heroes tour. Now, between you two groups, is there some, you know, is there a pattern of who goes on first and who's the headliner, or is it just kind of a trade-off?
We do what's called flip-flopping. So one night we will close, another night Styx will close. It's kind of equally spread out through the tour, but, you know, like Styx will headline in Chicago because that's where they're out of, and we headline in Los Angeles because that's where most of us are based out of. So it's kind of like that. Can we figure out who was going to be where? And then we also have John Waite on the bill, who's, you know, with
right.
Bad English and his solo stuff, and he's got great songs as well. So it's a night full of hits for sure.
Well, I was just going to ask you about that. I mean, you think about, you know, Cold as Ice and Too Much Time on My Hands, Jukebox Hero, all these great songs that everybody knows. When you look out in the audience on this tour, it's got to be just like crazy amounts of diversity, right? I mean, from young to old and everybody in between.
Yeah, especially in the last 10, 12 years, there's a lot more young people at the shows, and I think that has a lot to do with placements in TV shows and movies and commercials and
sure.
And the songs were kind of really kind of part of the environment now, and And I know their parents aren't just bringing them because they're singing the lyrics, and so that's great to see. And yeah, we have experienced that for sure.
Hey, we've got we're going to be talking to Lawrence, the lead singer for Styx here in just a few minutes. Give me a question for him that will rock his world.
Wow, put me on the spot.
Something that I couldn't possibly know.
What was his most embarrassing fall off of this rotating keyboard?
I love it. Oh, that's great. That's really good. We're talking to Kelly Hansen here on the National Defense and lead singer, of course, for Foreigner and their tour, Renegades and Jukebox Heroes, that's in full swing. And, Kelly, I want to ask you, too. So our audience is mainly active duty, military veterans and their families. Have you guys played in front of a lot of those folks?
Oh, yeah. And I remember distinctly one show in particular. We were touring in Australia, and we had finished our last show, and I got a call at 2 or 3 in the morning in Australia, and it was my manager, and he says, get prepared. The minute you land in Los Angeles, there will be a tour bus that will drive you out to Palm Desert because there's a bunch of Marines out there waiting for you to play a show for them, like, the day you get back.
29 so, Palms.
Yeah, 29 Palms. So we flew all that way back from Australia, got on that tour bus, drove straight out to 29 Palms, and played a show. And it was,
wow. It
was just mind-blowing, and they were so great.
Well, and you know, the other thing that you guys know, too, so appreciative of those kind of efforts, you know, and anytime you get a chance to visit a base or perform for the military, man, they just appreciate it so much. And thank you guys for doing that.
They're so great, too. And we played in Poland, where they're building, I think, one of the first permanent bases there. And we played at another place there in Poland. And it was those guys were really, really appreciative, and it was really great. And they'll take you out, and they'll let you, you know, sit in a tank, or it's just crazy. all the things they do for us, and we really appreciate those guys. They are the best.
You know, I'm looking at this tour schedule. Man, I mean, Virginia Beach, Raleigh, Cincinnati. You got to have some stamina to get through this, huh?
Sioux Falls. We're going to be in Sioux Falls on August 28th, just for you to know.
Wow. Wow. I mean, but it's such a hectic schedule. Are you used to this again?
Well, you know, it takes a while to learn how to take care of yourself on the road, especially when you're not 25 anymore.
Right.
And you know, the team and management have always been really good about making sure to run everything by me. So they say, can you do this schedule? You know, do you need a break here? And so we work it out so that I am able to do it, because these songs are really demanding vocally.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not getting any younger. So we have to be careful about how many shows we do and how we do them.
Well, what a cool tour this is, though, man. This is so cool. The Renegades and Jukebox Heroes.
We're having a great time.
That is so cool. And I'm sure the fans are. I'm sure the fans are, Kelly. Thank you so much for the time, man. I really appreciate it, and continued great success.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Doesn't love getting something for free? Labor Day deals have arrived at the Home Depot, and right now you can get a free Milwaukee 18-volt extended capacity battery, $159 value, when you buy a select tool. Get longer runtime and more battery life so you can power all your fall projects. Shop Labor Day deals and get a free battery when you buy a select tool at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in store and online.
Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2 to 6 versus Go 5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
KCNR 96.5 FM and AM 1460 are proud to sponsor the Downtown Reading Scrabble Back to School event. 17 downtown businesses at KCNR have teamed up to create a super fun back to school event Saturday, August 31st from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. All you have to do is simply visit each participating business and see what they have to offer, and then you receive a Scrabble tile. No purchase necessary, but purchases do receive additional tiles. Build words with your Scrabble tiles. Then visit Shop Around the Corner Books to submit your word. Highest score for one word wins a gift basket. So be sure to stop by the participating downtown businesses, including Sketch and Press, Cask and Cleaver, One Heart Global, Gather Downtown, Curated, Shenanigans, Apricot Lane, Juniper Stone, Friday Vintage, Zoe's Travel Shop, Shop Around the Corner, The Farm, Old 44 Vintage, Cascade Curations, Carousel, Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, and Area 151. No swapping tiles with other players and official Scrabble rules apply.
pictures and connected experiences, bringing in the 48-inch panoramic display with Lincoln Digital Experience that we know our clients are going to love, and even my personal favorite, Lincoln Rejuvenate, almost like a spa on wheels, mm-hmm. and then Lincoln Splitgate, which is kind of class exclusive with open on approach that'll make it easier for our clients to access the cargo area. And that's just the beginning of the new things that we're going to be bringing to this vehicle. We're so excited.
We've got that signature grill that we, you know, have come to expect from Lincoln, but it's got a kind of a new twist on it. Let's just get right into it. The spa on wheels. This car makes smells. It has scents.
It does. Yeah.
What?
It has digital scent or Lincoln scenting that's in the vehicle. It'll come standard with 3 scents, but then you can actually go to your retailers and there's a lot of different scents that they'll be able to add for purchase. So really allowing our customers to customize that. Then you add those scents with Lincoln Rejuvenate that'll customize, like if you're sitting in the driver's seat, it'll recline you back when you're, you know, stopped and in a stationary moment. It'll massage you. It'll adjust the temperature and the heated seats and the sights on the screen and the scenting to really create this wonderful rejuvenating moment. And the vehicle will launch with 3 different custom rejuvenate experiences. It's just amazing.
What are the standard scents available when you get this vehicle?
So our standard scents is Mystic Forest, Ozonic Azure, and Violet Cashmere.
Ozonic Azure. I think if you put that down in Scrabble, you win. That's it. What? I'm assuming there's going to be more scents available. Can you get kind of crazy with it? Can I have, you know, like Kansas City barbecue as a smell that's coming in? Or what's your favorite one?
I will need to remember that for the future. We don't have Kansas City barbecue yet. My personal favorite, I have 2 of the scents that are available for purchase. It's Serene Seashore and then Twilight Embers. And I think the contrast between that kind of light and soft sea smell and then Twilight Embers, which is a little bit more musky, kind of has that woodsy undertone. I think both 2 of my favorite other scents that are out there. Also, you could have Sunlight Retreat or Cloud Balsam.
So oh, my goodness.
A lot of different great scents available for our clients.
There's so many things that we really haven't seen in a vehicle that are included in this, you know, that 48-inch panoramic display. You know, the infotainment system in my Ford Explorer, my kids are upset they can't play video games on it. You can play games in this thing, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. So when customers are parked, they can play games right there from the screen. They can pair a gaming controller to kind of allow them a different way to control the games. Games are like if you're somebody who's working, you also will have WebEx. That's one of the apps embedded into the kind of vehicle and allow you to kind of make collaborating and working on the road when parked a lot more effortless.
Do you ever just giggle when you look at all the features in this thing? At a certain point, I'm thinking of the Jeff Goldblum character from Jurassic Park. Or like, you didn't stop to think if you should. When I get home from a busy day, Megan, I need to get out of the driveway and get in the house. You guys have put out a vehicle. I may just want to sleep in the car. You guys have a subscription for a sleep app that comes with this included?
Well, as part of Rejuvenate, we have Calm and our Calm partnership. So not totally sleep, but it is something that's going to help you to kind of, you know, recenter your mind and mindfulness. And it also works really well in partnership with Calm. We've created Waterfall Meditation, which is one of those Rejuvenate themes I was mentioning.
I mean, I can fall asleep at the drop of a hat, you know, in the middle of a meal. I'm a little afraid of messing with some of the stuff, but it's got such a cool look on the exterior. Tell us what customers can expect the design features of this as one approaches the vehicle, because there's some features to it that I haven't seen in a vehicle before.
Well, as you approach the vehicle, I think something clients have come to expect from Lincoln is the vehicle's going to embrace you. It's going to welcome you. It almost comes to life like it's happy to see you. So both the front lights, the rear lights are going to sequentially kind of fade on as you walk up. I think also I mentioned before the class exclusive Lincoln split gate, and that has open on approach. So if you walk up to the rear split gate, and you stand there for a couple moments, it'll recognize that you, its owner with the key fob, is there and actually open for you. And it's really a thoughtful experience where the teams put together this open on approach for the rear to help you to kind of hands-free and more effortlessly be able to load and unload the cargo in the tailgate.
We're speaking with Megan McKenzie, the Lincoln Head of Marketing and Communications here on the National Defense. So the Lincoln Black Label, is that what all, kind of all these features fall under? What is the Lincoln Black Label?
Yeah, so Lincoln Black Label is our top-of-the-line series. It's going to have almost all of our features in it. But it's really about these thoughtfully curated, meticulously crafted with themes, interior themes with rich premium materials and thoughtful details. One of them that we're launching brand new on the Navigator, my personal favorite, is called Atmospheric. And this is a kind of light interior theme that's inspired by the complexion of a stormy day. And I love the way our designers talk about these themes. They've actually had a diamond drizzle pattern in the perforation that's supposed to resemble falling rain. And in the walnut wood, there's laser etched with also this drizzle pattern. And then there's radiant copper elements that's almost like that sun that's kind of trying to peek through on that kind of the stormy day. So just a beautiful, beautiful, thoughtfully done interior.
So you got all the fancy, the bells and whistles and more, the smells. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to completely wrap my arms around. I'm sure once I experience something like this, then I'm never going to want to go back, and I need everything scented. I've had cars that have definitely smelled in the past, but nothing pleasant. What you got to drive this thing somewhere. What's under the hood with this vehicle?
So this vehicle comes standard with our 3.5-liter V6 twin turbocharged powertrain, and that's a powertrain that we know our customers trust for the road trips that they like to take. I mean, this vehicle's not just a vehicle that runs errands around town. Our clients are, you know, going to out-of-state soccer games or family road trips, so it's a great powertrain that enables the quiet and comfort on the road that they come to expect from a Lincoln.
Well, I mean, the Navigator, of course, the flagship of Lincoln, and, you know, the guests that you guys have provided us throughout the years. I remember talking to folks about working with the Detroit Philharmonic to make, you know, music and the tones and the sounds for the vehicle. It must be fun to be a designer for Lincoln and just kind of be let loose and what kind of crazy ideas. What's an idea that came up for the Navigator that they were like, let's hold off on that one for right now. What might we see in the future that's not included on this one? That's what I don't know what it could be, like a flat iron griddle in the back row or something like that.
Well, our designers are always dreaming up new ideas, but I think the ideas that they had and the attention to detail that we put in really understanding the customer, you know, we were able to get all of that thoughtfulness into this Navigator. I mean, even making really enhanced, elevated experience improvements to our second and third row passengers, like our power eight-way with heated and ventilated and massage seats that are our second row power-tailored seats, and adding heat to the third row. I mean, those are in this vehicle today. So, you know, hard to really even think about what the future might hold.
Yeah, I mean, and this vehicle seats eight, is that right?
Yes, it can seat up to eight people.
Wow. I mean, the pictures are something else. If you don't want to just look at it on the internet right now, when can folks expect to see these in showrooms for the 2025 Lincoln Navigator?
Yeah, it'll start to arrive in showroom near you in the spring of next year.
All right. Well, any last thoughts on this? I don't know what more you guys could put into a vehicle aside from it hovering or being able to go underwater like a James Bond sort of thing. any last thoughts on the 2025 Navigator?
No, I just encourage customers to take a look at Lincoln.com to find all of the great features and details about the vehicle that's coming to a Lincoln dealer team soon.
All right. Well, Megan, it's always great to have guests from Ford and Lincoln on. We appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you soon.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to The National Defense.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at Ultimate Sales Machine.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.